From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. How time flies when you're having fun, goes the old expression. And here it is a week on from the prankster's favourite day of the year. I saw some amusing posts and some that were a little hard to place in the April Fool genre this year round. Still, no doubt many people managed to get caught out by the pranks and provide a good laugh at themselves. At the moment, the weather seems to be celebrating the great US Groundhog Day, with barely a day passing along the coast without rain. It was actually a surprise that we had one afternoon and the following day with golden rays of sunshine, and then the pattern resumed with storms washing the happy smiles from people's faces. And you will have noticed that the most recent entry into the commercial electronics magazine field has succumbed to the current economic malaise. Diode Magazine has closed its doors, and we have but one fully commercial publication of Silicon Chip to fill the space on the newsagent's shelves. It was perhaps an heroic adventure to begin with, when the likes of Electronics Australia and AEM having closed before. Sadly, the amount of material being published, which directly related to amateur radio, has been in decline over this time also. Publishers have told us that it has been due to the changes in available products around which they could develop kit construction projects. We've been fortunate that old hands such as Jim Rowe, former editor of EA, has kept his pen dipped in ink and contributed useful articles to Silicon Chip. With items sourced from the great cornucopia of electronics manufacturing, Asia, there remains the opportunity to continue a level of homebrew DIY that helps us in our hobby. Sadly, over the years, and because of the nature of the junk box collections, projects which make it into the various radio enthusiast journals often cannot be replicated because certain parts are no longer stocked, or the esoteric nature of the project puts it beyond the level of the journal readers. So it was heartening to pick up a copy of the April Silicon Chip, an article, Becoming an Amateur Radio Operator, by David, VK3DSM. This small booklet, well, I call it that because its breadth and length, runs from page 22 through to page 35 with text and illustrations. What a heartening development to once again see such material published in a commercial field. Our own amateur radio does get distributed through the news agency chain, but like many specialist publications, a lot of people believe it just preaches to the converted. If you haven't seen David's article yet, I believe it's worth reading by every VK operator, with an up-to-date material that certainly addresses its subject in a considered and enthusiastic way. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 AM transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Before radio, the world was connected by telegraph. First invented to make marks on paper, the operators learned to read the message from the clicks of the relays. Adding a passive amplifier by putting the relay into a wooden box had operators messaging the world. Warren Fritz, VK4FJ, has a collection of Australian and New Zealand sounders and Morse keys from the early telegraph and will display some at the April 8th social and technical gathering the Darling Downs Radio Club Incorporated. All are welcome to come and see the telegraph equipment and maybe even try reading the sounders at 7:30 PM in the community rooms above the Toowoomba City Library. This is Dougal, VK4EKA for the Darling Downs Radio Club Inc.
This is Q News from VK4WIA, coming to you from volunteer relay stations around Queensland, Australia and the World Wide Web.
G'day, this is David, VK4DN from the Bundy Amateur Radio Club. Just a reminder that if you're attending the WIA convention and AGM in Bundaberg on the 4th and the 5th of May and flying into Bundaberg, please make contact with our club and let us know the time of your arrival so we can make sure to meet you at the airport in our minibus. The driver will take you to your accommodation and will also ferry you to and from the WIA convention, gala dinner and AGM. So if you are flying into Bundy, please let us know your incoming flight times. Also, if you haven't already registered for the event, the bookings can now be made via the WIA website. There will also be opportunities for spouses and family to attend tourist venues in Bundaberg over the weekend, such as the historic Bundaberg Rum Distillery Tour. If you have any questions, let us know. 73 from David, VK4DN, Secretary, Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Hello everyone, this is Graham, VK4BB, reminding you that today, being the first Sunday of the month, it's time for the Q News social calendar for VK4 to go to air. Clubs are welcome to submit text with audio for this section. Now, the Darling Downs Radio Club, April meeting, 7:30 p.m. in the community rooms above the Toowoomba City Library. WIAGM, held May 4 to 5 in Bundaberg. And Parkfest, 4 and 5 of May, also in Bundaberg. Caboolture Radio Club Hamfest, July 11. And Gold Coast Hamfest, October 13. And still, that venue has to be announced. Now, as I say on the national news, I'm VK4BB Graham. Walk softly.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.